Father's Day!
That was
AC/DC.
That was a strong start to the podcast.
That was
today.
A rendition
did
of
Did you
if
scream out Father's
I
Day?
I did. And I did it in the melody of Thunderstruck by AC/DC. But instead of Thunderstruck, I sang Father's Day.
Yeah, well, we want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day weekend that just occurred.
Yeah, it's slightly belated.
But at the same time, what we want to say is today on Summit Drive Time, we're going to be talking a little bit about dads
yes.
and about fathers.
We
That's
sure
a special
are.
Father's Day edition of Summit Drive Time with Jason and Bran. Glad to have you on the show today, everybody.
So glad to have you on the show, Jason. Remember last week when I said that if we got emails to podcast@summitupstate.org,
yep.
somebody would get an autograph from you forging Cal Ripken on a napkin?
Yes.
Now we did get an email. And
okay.
Adam Young
okay.
sent the email.
Okay.
And we'll get to the email at, I think,
are we allowed to say their names? Are we,
well,
once they write in, are we allowed to say?
I'm not saying what he said. I'm not saying his question. All I want Adam to know, Adam, you won.
Okay.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Please let us know where to send the napkin.
Yeah.
Also, we're
going
to need you to pay for shipping and handling.
Yes, for the forged signature.
Right.
For
so
forged Cal Ripken
email
Jr.
us back,
signature.
And we'll figure out all of those details.
Also, read your question, which I thought was a great question.
Right.
And I'm not going to answer it.
Right.
I am going to answer that question next week.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what they call a teaser in the business.
I love it.
Because this is Father's Day edition.
This is Father's
Day. Next week, we're actually talking about some things in regards to leadership.
Yes.
And his question is around, it's a kind of a leadership
it
question,
is.
Which is a really
question.
Good one. And so next week, we'll get around to answering that. That's
now,
good.
Here is today's thing.
Okay.
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
A day of celebrating fathers and,
yeah.
and all that they have done.
Yep.
Jason, when you think of your father.
Yes.
What comes to mind?
Love my dad. I have a good relationship with my dad. I know not everybody can say
sure.
that. I've realized that the older that I've gotten, that a lot of people can't say that. But I'm super thankful that I am able to say that. I got a great relationship with him. We talk on the regular, just on the phone, about life and things. He lives 20 miles away, so I get to see him a good bit, which is nice. Recently had, it's a HIPAA violation, he had heart valve replacement surgery that just happened this past spring.
I don't think it's a HIPAA
spring.
Violation if you're not a HIPAA.
Right.
You're
so
not a HIPAA.
I am not a HIPAA. Therefore, he had surgeries. That's kind of a big thing that we walked through this past spring with him. And so when I think of my dad, what do I think of? I think of hard worker.
Mm-hmm. Which you got kind of.
I got some of those.
In different ways.
In different ways. Because
right.
he was a hard worker, like in a
manual,
manly,
right.
manly man sort of way.
Right.
He worked on the railroad for 30 some odd years. He's a railroad man.
Which
now,
what
I know this
we do,
makes you.
Well, what we do is
very
similar
to working on the railroad?
In a like a parallel type way. Like,
I would say it is similar in no ways. It is in no way.
Hyperbolically, it is.
He was a welder.
Yeah.
On the railroad.
Right.
He welded things. He helped flip trains back right side up when
and
they had flipped over.
Right. And your job is to kind of help people weld their hearts
one
to
night,
the gospel.
One night I saw Dad and said, "Hey, what'd you do today?" And he said, "I spent most of my day looking for a guy's finger."
Yes.
Because it got run over and chopped off on the railroad tracks. So I, as a pastor, have never spent my day looking for someone's finger that got chopped
but
off.
But what is the, prime,
the,
what is the primary
way.
Use of fingers?
It is to, that's a great question, to grip
to
spoons
grip things.
And forks.
Your job primarily is to help people grab onto things, like really cling on. And so you're helping them, in a way, find their fingers.
I have changed my mind.
Yes.
And I would say what my dad did on the railroad for 30 years is very similar to what I
yes.
do in pastoral ministry.
I'm glad I had talked you into that.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic. Once again, this reminder, folks, none of this is scripted, and Brandon makes me laugh when he says the things that he says.
Now, there's a lot of good stories about your dad, many of which you shared from the stage.
It's kind of become a thing
yeah.
here at Summit. Historically, that I share some story about my dad. It could be the story about the time that I had my bicycle stolen, and I told him about it, and he just stood up, walked into his bedroom, and came out with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, that must have been an expensive bike. And then he put the pistol kind of in the back of his pants like you see in the movies, and he walked off into the woods by our home, and 45 minutes later, he came back pushing my bike. I'm not making this up. I didn't ask any questions that day. I just said, thanks, Dad.
Was the gun in the same spot in the back of the pants?
I believe that it was. Okay. I believe that it was. But when you take that and you put it with the other story that I've told, the first time I heard my dad, he did threaten to kill a man. I don't know. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He didn't kill a man.
Can I tell you why I would never put a gun in the back of my pants?
I think there's lots of reasons why you shouldn't.
Right.
This is going to turn into gun safety. But if you have a reason as to why you
wouldn't.
It's
just that I understand the laws of gravity and how guns
work.
Kind of work.
Yeah.
I've never taken a class.
Yep.
But I would be afraid that it would somehow go off.
Sure.
And it would make the rest of my life really painful.
Yeah, that's exactly that.
So that's why I wouldn't do it.
So I've got a lot of great stories about my dad.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker, a great family man, super involved in my life growing up, as far as just not just being at the things when I was younger that I was a part of, but like even coaching and that sort of stuff. So I had a dad who was a hard worker, faithful to his family, and around and involved. Those are some great things that I would say about my dad. Super thankful for him.
What are some things that you would say, I got this from my dad,
ooh, okay,
and I'm really happy that I got this from my dad?
His height.
Okay.
Yeah, he's about 6'2".
That wasn't exactly where I was going. I was going more of like a okay. heart thing, but...
No. I'll get to that.
Uh-huh.
So my mom's a little shorter.
Yeah.
My dad's a little taller.
That's right.
So it'll go one of two ways. And so I came in at about 6'2", scoliosis, so 6'1 and a half. But good, I made you laugh, didn't I? Thank you.
The slight lean.
So I got his height. And then his, I would say his quick wit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty witty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, makes me laugh. And then some of his work ethic. I don't feel like I had that originally, like when I was younger. I wouldn't say that I was a strong worker when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had more of his sense of just, let's make everybody laugh. And so there was just lots of jesting and joking.
Yep.
The older I got, I think I caught on to a little bit more of that work ethic that mm-hmm. he has. So those would be a few things that I'd say I probably got from my dad.
That's really great.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Do you want to know about my dad?
Well, that's what I was getting to, Brandon. Tell us a little bit. First of all, let's go with names. My dad's name.
Yeah.
Andrew Calhoun.
Yeah.
Malone.
I like that.
The third. Now, I was supposed to be Andrew Calhoun Malone the fourth.
Right.
Which I would have loved. Because I think they probably
Would he have gone by Cal?
I would have.
Yeah.
Which would have made even more sense that I was forging Cal Ripken Jr.'s signature on this napkin that we're going to send to Adam.
Yes. Thanks,
Adam. But Mom vetoed that. And so I'm Jason. I'm Jason Andrew. Well, then I thought, maybe I'll have a son.
Mm.
And if I do, I will call him Andrew Calhoun Malone the Fourth, and we will call him Cal. Which my wife said, I don't know, because when you say Cal,
it sounds like
you're saying Cal.
Right.
And I don't know if I want to call my son Cal.
And well, I call my kid Grizzly, so...
Yeah, so Andrew Calhoun Malone III is my dad. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is William Lee Gray.
William Lee Gray.
He goes by Lee.
Lee. Now, that does sound like maybe that came from the war, the Revolutionary
sure.
War.
Yes,
is that a Revolutionary War name?
It is. It's actually multiple wars names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
yeah.
People in multiple wars had that same name.
William and Lee.
Yes.
And Gray.
Yes.
Okay. And he goes by Lee.
He goes by Lee. He works at an establishment down in Florida at the Space Coast, and he works with rockets. Now, people always say, Brandon, is your dad a rocket scientist? Because he works on rockets.
Yeah.
He's not a rocket scientist.
What does he do?
He creates... I don't really know what he does. He's okay. It's kind of like my wife, too. I don't know what my wife does. It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But he does things. He's a, engineer type
okay.
thing, and so he does stuff with it. If he listens to this, he's probably going to be disappointed in
You
me.
Never had to go to work with your dad?
I did, actually. I did have a go to work with my dad
out?
Day. I don't remember. I have a really bad memory.
Okay.
So most of my childhood, I don't remember.
Do you see the similarities between your dad's job as a rocket engineer scientist and your job as a creative communications director, student ministry pastor?
I do.
And what's the parallel?
So I think primarily in my job, I think that I'm really trying to help people shoot for the stars in regards to their relationship with the good Lord. And I think that's also similar to what my dad does, except he shoots literal rockets for the stars. So I think it's similar in that regard.
I see it. Now, what about your dad? Like, what did, as you grew up, where you go, these are some traits of my dad that I think maybe that I got, other than the incredible facial hair.
Right. Well, he hasn't had a beard since I was born.
All right.
Mom said no.
Well, yours is.
Thank you.
They're enough for the both of you.
Thank you. One of the things I appreciate most about my dad is his willingness to do anything for the people that he cares about.
Okay.
So the multiple times I can remember my dad, one, he really likes to drive for long periods of time, and so I'm sure this was just like something he likes to do, but my brothers would be up at college or something, and he would have to drive through the night to help them with the car or something like that. So my dad's just willingness to do anything for the people that he care about, and I hope that those that I love would say the same about me.
I will say this. You love me.
I do.
And I feel like you would do anything for me. You would drive through the night to pick me up.
I would drive through the night. That. But you wouldn't let me drive.
That is exactly so right. I would not allow you to drive. I would allow you to drive to me.
Right. And then
I would ask
you
to get in the passenger seat and just DJ.
Yeah. And I would do that for you.
And I would drive us home.
So, yeah, I think that is one attribute that I've really hopefully taken from him.
So let's turn it a little more. Not that what we have talked about isn't meaningful in any way, but let's talk to the dads out there,
because we're both dads.
We are both dads. What for you has been the best part, most challenging part of being a father over the last few months?
Right, I've only
Grizzly
been a dad
is 5 months old.
5 months old. Yes, I've only been a dad for 5 months. Okay. I would say the thing that has really blown my mind over the past 5 months. And people always say that you get a new respect for the love of the father, like in regards to your kid. But the way in which my love for him has only continued to grow, the more that I see him develop and flourish, and I imagine that it continues as
it
you see
correct.
Your child grow and flourish and learn new things and grow as a human. Your love and your joy that you get from watching them.
Yeah.
So as a 5 month old, little things like he's starting to sit up some, he'll smile at you, he'll say dada, even though I don't think he's talking to me, he's just saying things.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like the way in which that makes me feel, the joy that I get from that, from seeing my son flourish, I do believe that the Lord rejoices as we rejoice and flourish and grow, that He desires for us to grow. And so I see that, and it brings me joy to think about those things.
I love it. It's really good.
Jason?
Yeah?
Question back to you. Flip it.
Well, I agree with you, actually, in that you will continue to see that as they get older. Those of you who don't know, I have two daughters, one 13 and one 9.
Which one is Andrew?
Neither one.
Okay.
Although, that's not true. My oldest daughter, Caroline, her middle name is Drew.
That's true.
Caroline Drew, named after my dad and my middle name. And then my youngest, Caitlin, her middle name is James. Caitlin James, after my wife's dad.
Still sad Calhoun never...
I know. I'm sad about it, too. Anyway, all of that to say, you do see that as they continue, mm-hmm. as they continue to grow. There is incredible joy in observing that. I think that the thing that I've wanted to continue to grow in, and I hope and pray my girls would be able to say about me when they're older and think about their childhood, is that I actually was a joy bringer into the home.
Sure.
Man, that's one. I had that. You know, I talk a little bit about my parents. Like, that was definitely a piece of my upbringing. I'm not saying that there weren't tough times. I'm sure there were. I'm not saying that there weren't stressful times for mom and dad. I'm sure there were. But my home growing up was a place of joy, and it was a place of laughter. Man, I am thankful that my wife and I have been intentional about that at our place as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even for those of you dads that are out there listening today, man, that would just be a a question that I would ask you to consider. Like, are you a joy bringer in your home? Like, when you walk in the door, is it a feeling of, yes, I'm super, super glad that Dad's here? Or is it something different than that? Man, that might even be a conversation to have with your wife to ask her perception that way of what it's like when you come walking in the door.
Totally. Yeah.
So I don't know. Being a dad is incredibly hard work, but it's fulfilling work. You know, I have the opportunity to do a good bit of counseling as a pastor, and I talk with a lot of men, and we talk about family stuff, and I'm not perfect in this at all, so please don't hear that, but I do challenge the guys that I talk with, like, listen, sometimes the tendency can be I'm off work, I just want to get home, and that's the place that I veg out. My encouragement to the fellas is actually, I'm thankful for what you get to do for a living, but the most important work, fulfilling work, begins when you walk in that door.
Yeah.
You know, and when your kids are little, man, it's a short amount of time before you're tucking them in for bed. And so make those 2 or 3 hours really count when you come walking in the door. Create family time, create family space, you know, create environments where work can't get to you. Other people can't get to you. Like, it is obvious to your children. It is obvious to your spouse that you are engaged. I am here with you. You are the priority. And sometimes it's just hard to keep that in mind when you've had a long day at work or whatever the case may be. What does it look like to text a buddy of yours or call a buddy of yours on the way home from work and say, I'm exhausted. Would you pray for me in that I want to be engaged when I walk in the door?
Yeah.
Like those kinds of things. Early on, my wife, I would, you know, make phone calls coming home from work because I was just catching up on calls. And I remember early on when Caroline was really little, Jen just saying, hey, listen, do me a favor. Like, I know you need to make some calls or whatever. Drive around and finish that call before you pull into the driveway. Mm-hmm. You know, because when you pull in, she's at the door.
Right.
And she wants you. She wants to see you. She wants to hang out with you. And that was a good word. I needed to hear that early on, being a dad. And it changed. You know, how, you know, when I pull in, I'm here. It's changed through the years of, listen, I'm, you know, I put my phone in another room when I get home. If I didn't, it'd be buzzing all the time, or I'd be checking it all the time. Like, put it somewhere else, hang out with your family. Those sorts of things that are just priorities. I go back to observing my dad. You know, we didn't have all the technology back in the day when I was growing up, but just something that just stood out to me as a young kid was my dad was around.
Mm-hmm.
He was available. Now, I found out later in life that my dad intentionally turned down promotions at work and other opportunities for growth in the corporate world, the railroad corporate world, in order to be around, in order to be at my games, in order to coach me. And obviously, I couldn't have put it into words back then, but now looking back on that, good grief,
yeah.
Incredibly thankful for a dad who would make that sacrifice to be present in my life.
Yeah. We got a few more minutes.
Yeah.
So I wanted to shift gears slightly.
Yeah.
I think there's, and we've talked about this a good bit in the past, but there are people in our midst that as they get to Father's Day or we sing songs like Good, Good Father,
yeah.
and they hear those things, that has baggage because of the way in which their father was. So quickly, if you can, like, how would you walk alongside somebody who maybe has some negative feelings towards that word father, even in relation to the way in which we look to our Heavenly Father?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the reason that a focus on Jesus in Scripture that obviously points us to God the Father, like, here's the clearest picture of God, right,
mm-hmm.
in His Son, Jesus Christ. Like, why is it so important for us to continue to look to Jesus, who points us to the Father? Because I do believe, obviously, He gives us the truer and better picture of any earthly father that we could ever, whether we had a great earthly father or not a great earthly
That's right.
father.
Yeah.
And so I think that becomes important. I think the other thing that you look back on life and go, was, and maybe not, but maybe was God gracious and kind to bring somebody else into your life that fulfilled that role of father figure that pointed you towards Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I pastor people, I hear people's stories. I actually do hear that a good bit. Man, the kindness of the Lord, like, maybe your dad wasn't around, but he brought other people. Maybe that's a coach. Maybe that's a teacher. Maybe that's someone in student ministry that discipled you.
Mm-hmm.
Even here, like we have some of our youth leaders here who, man, they are invest. Their dad wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You know, they would say that, but yet they want to invest in students to give them a different type of experience in regards to who Jesus is and point people to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So I think looking back on that and or saying, I'm going to be that. And I didn't have that, but I want to be that as I've grown in the Lord. And I've seen the Lord's kindness in growing me, even though I didn't have a great dad. Man, I want to be that for somebody else.
Yeah. And just know, like, going back to the fathers, like the leadership here, we sit around a table every Monday and we pray for the people in our midst. And a lot of people that we pray for are dads. Like, we are dads too, and we want to journey with you as dads.
Yeah.
Know that we are praying for you as you father.
Yeah.
And know that we're praying for you.
And we would say your own passion and pursuit of the Lord, your time with Him, like, that is of utmost importance. Because from that place you lead your family and mm-hmm. you lead your kids and you love your kids and you are a joy bringer in your home. Because you're being reminded of how you have been adopted into God's family and His care and His love and His concern and joy over you, which allows you to live from that place with your family. And then the second thing is just the importance of other men in your life who mm-hmm. will spur you on and encourage you when it's hard, when it's difficult, in the hard seasons, in the busy seasons, in the seasons where they're really little and you wonder if you're ever going to get any sleep, maybe in the seasons where they seem to be a little rebellious, and that can be when they're three, and it can be when they're in middle school and high school, it could be anywhere in the spectrum, you need other friends, other guy friends, fellas, that are going to encourage you to continue to love and lead well even when it's hard. So those are just two super practical things I would encourage our fellas.
That's great.
As they finish up Father's Day 2018.
Right. Happy Father's Day, Jim.
Happy Father's Day, Bran. Love you, bud.
I will end with this question.
Okay.
It is summertime.
Yeah.
What is your fondest summer vacation memory as a child?
Oh, man. Fondest? I remember getting stung in the face by a jellyfish.
Oh, wow. That's fond.
Yeah. No, it wasn't great. It's just a stark memory that I can remember. I was on a raft, a little wave hit me, flipped me over, went under, got stung in the side of the face. So it hurt a lot, but my dad was there that day and super, super encouraging, in the midst of getting stung in the face by a jellyfish. That's it. That's all I got.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
10-2. Get to where you need to be, but safely. And
Adam, I promise we'll answer it next week. Everybody tune back in. Talking leadership. Peace.
Bye-bye.